Hi, everyone. How are you doing? It's Brittany, and welcome to another episode of One Hot Mess. All right, everybody. We are going to do horoscopes for April 13th, 2024, which is today, which is Saturday. And the Cancer moon draws our attention toward matters related to the home, including parents, our personal places of comfort, and home-cooked meals. So, Saturday may be an emotionally complex day as the moon will enter Cancer while we enter the last week of the Aries season. Now, both Cancer and Aries are go-getter energies, but they're not interested in the same things. Cancer rules the home and Aries rules the self, and it's not hard to see why this could be a problem. But with the moon here to guide us to our emotional awareness this Saturday, we are encouraged to trust our intuition. We ought to let our emotions rule us and always remember that the goal isn't solely to have what we want, but also to serve others in the process. So let's go over everyone's zodiac sign. Of course, starting with Aries. Home is the shelter from all storms. And the world can feel like a turbulent place sometimes. And when you are entering the weekend, you could use a little respite from work. Intense meetings and people in grind mode. Today, why not leave talking about your job at the door and instead focus on things that make you feel happy. What happens when you are happy, Aries? The world around you falls into place. Your family sees a lightness in your spirit, and they feel like being around you and everything seems all right in the world. With the moon entering Cancer today, aim to become increasingly comfortable in your skin. Cook, bake, and take a long soak in the tub. Enjoy a bike ride along the beach or swim in your gym or the clubhouse pool. Wear your bummy clothes and let life pass you by for a little while. All right, Taurus. Trusting our intuition. It often saves us from disaster. Have you ever had one of those moments where you felt a certain way, but instead of listening to your gut, you allowed others to talk you out of your opinion? You choose to ignore your intuition, and today is meant to teach you to trust yourself. The moon enters Cancer, your solar house of communication, which enhances your intellect and your ability to see beyond the veil. And you perceive what is involved in the minds of others, and you can sense tension and opportunity when it's there. So this is a day to truly be in tune with your inner being and listen to that still small voice when it speaks. Avoid fast food and things that will diminish your sense of well-being. Aim for fresh fruits and veggies, fresh air, and a quality night's sleep. Write down your visions. If you have time, look up the Silva method to see if it appeals to you. Gemini, it's so good to have money. But money, is it really the goal? It's the enjoyment of what you have that you desire. You want to spend time on the things that bring you happiness, buy you time, and put a smile on your loved one's face. So today, as the moon enters Cancer, your solar house of personal wealth, consider what you can do to improve your financial outlook. Do you want to start a side gig? There's nothing wrong with doing one little thing just for yourself. You might enjoy having a little Etsy store or opening an affiliate business with a blog and doing clothing or makeup reviews. And work towards earning a certificate in trade and moonlight at night and in the evenings. Think of something you like and go for your dreams. Up next is Cancer. One thing you do better than anyone else is care for others. You give of yourself and you often put the people you care for as a priority above your own needs. So, when the moon enters Cancer, your solar house of self, you may notice this is not always the wisest decision. It's a good day for reprioritizing your life. You want to have balance in all things, which means taking care of yourself and being there for others, with everyone feeling happy and content in the end. Use this time to tune into your emotions when volunteering for things. Does it feel like a chore or a joy? Are you resentful or content? These indicators during a Cancer mono can be the thing that helps you heal. Leo, you are a spiritual person, and when you get into your heart space, it's a beautiful thing. But being a spiritual person doesn't mean you hide in a corner to pray and read a holy book. It means using your heart to take action and to make the world a better place. And when today's moon shifts into the zodiac sign of Cancer, you are ushered into the world of caring for others and doing work that serves the greater good. This is what you learn to appreciate and value when the moon is in the depths of this water sign, helping and sharing your life with others. Up next, we have Virgo. Ever watch a child at play? They are beautiful little people who get caught up in the moment. They are forgiving, kind, and always optimistic no matter what. And the moon enters Cancer, your solar house of networking, friends, and people you enjoy being around. You will find it so much easier to connect with your inner child and to sense the joy of being in the moment. So today, wipe away any fears you have about not being enough. Do something fun or crafty. Play a board game with a friend or watch a movie. Or sort socks if you want to. Draw or have a picnic and take photos of flowers. Libra. Okay, so the joy of remote work. You might not have a work from home job, but you may wish you did. And there's no reason why it can't be something you do in the future. The moon enters Cancer, your solar house of career. And this brings together the elements of being home and doing something you love for money. Remote work isn't a trend. Isn't a cultural shift. Empowering individuals to design their work lives with intention. The key word here is intention. You can be intentional about your choices and begin the journey of freedom one baby step at a time. All right, Scorpio. What is your spiritual journey? Today, you may address a few things that you have found confusing as they relate to your faith. You might wonder why God has remained silent in people's suffering, or perhaps you found the end of the world jokes amusing, but it reminded you about the idea of faith. The moon enters Cancer, your solar house of philosophy, including religion. So today, consider the similarities in various faiths and ponder what this means for you in your unbiased choices and decision-making. Sagittarius. When you think of shared resources, do you only think about money or things? Your life experiences are a resource you can share because they provide you with vast wisdom and secret knowledge. And today, the moon enters Cancer, your solar house of sharing, and this energy shift advances your ability to be open and expressive without fear. And you can share a transformational story or experience online. You might prefer to do some one-on-one with a friend or a colleague. This day can bring you a vast amount of influence and power to open the minds of others simply when you talk about what you have learned and how it has changed you. All right, Capricorn. Love changes the rules sometimes, and when you're in a relationship, you want to know that your partner feels comfortable with the choices you make. During the moon entering Cancer, you are extra sensitive to the feelings of your significant other. You desire their buy-in on decisions you want or need to make. You aim to be a team. You may begin to consult them for their opinion a bit more than usual, and you may find that you can understand their point of view and compromise without feelings of resentment. You are a team player. Aquarius is up next. What you choose to do each day can make or break you. You have an amazing idea and know how to get it going. However, your daily habits could sabotage your success before you even begin. So reviewing your routines while the moon enters Cancer is perfect for your goals. You can map out the things you do each day that are obstacles and write out how you plan to reduce them. And once you understand the big picture of your goals, you will find it easier to have what you want and need. Pisces, dive into what your likes and dislikes are because they help you to understand what to say yes to and what to avoid. Joy is the ultimate goal in life. It allows you to to feel safe and secure, because when you are in a space of perfect joy, you are free. Today's moon activates your creativity sector. The moon in Cancer encourages you to participate in joyful things like art, music, play, and games. All right, y'all. That is it for today. But thank you so, so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Please make sure to hit that follow button and also share One Hot Mess with a friend. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.